In the studio with us now, Erin Demcher is here. She's the owner of a new business that's popped up around here and that hopefully will be an important one for some of the parents and maybe some service providers or even schools around here. It is Autism and Behavior Resources. She's based in Danville. Welcome aboard, Erin. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I do appreciate you coming in. I'm so glad that you sought us out when we were at the all-inclusive playground, everybody's playground. You talked to us about the fact that not only you had this startup, but that gluing together all the available services and some of the resources and some of the help for individual parents that have a child with autism is something that should be brought up and talked about. And so we're going to talk to you about that. And there's a triathlon coming up for kids, and that was one of the things you wanted to talk about. And Janelle Weaver is back. We cannot talk about athletics without having CJ's Resolution Challenge mom here. Welcome back, Janelle.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. CJ's Resolution Challenge. Yeah, don't check your calendar. It is not yet January, but that's what we talk about with her early in January or probably right at the end of December about the challenge that comes up. It is a cold race with, what is it? It's a three-hour duration.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Okay. And you can either just keep on running or do laps or go faster and faster. You have a better word for all of that. ResolutionChallenge.org is that, and that's for adults. But some young people get involved as well. Let's start out with Erin. Tell me about this new business and the services that you provide, please.
Sure. So I started a business called Autism and Behavior Resources. I moved up here in 2014 from Baltimore, and I saw that the need for families, for providers to all come together, to work together as a team was really important. So I started this company to make sure that parents are getting tips, that trainings happening in the area, but also events are happening for individuals with special needs, and their families are able to come together and meet.
Describe your degree. You have a master's. Describe that and your other certifications.
Sure. So I have a master's in autism and applied behavior analysis, and then I am board certified. I'm a board certified behavior analyst, so I work with kids with special needs in the community to decrease behaviors that could be interfering with them, but also increase appropriate behaviors to make them be able to go into the community, be able to allow them to go into schools, function, and be happy.
All right, so we're going to talk about that as this progresses. And Janelle, explain what the Resolution Challenge has been doing, what you've been doing. You have a son, CJ. Of course, we have talked about him. He's doing fairly well, you say?
Yes.
And so tell us about the Resolution Challenge and what it has done.
Okay. Well, January this year was our sixth event, and we've been just raising money for various regional autism-related organizations. So between that and the other things that Team CJ does, we've donated about $80,000 to different organizations, things like sensory rooms in schools, kitchenettes for life skills programs in classrooms, you know, all kinds of things like that.
Aiders.
Yeah, Aiders in Montandon.
Yes, they're coming on soon to talk about another fundraising that relates to them.
ADMI has been a recipient before. So lots of different things.
All right. And you are all involved, and this is why we're here today, is to talk about a team of individuals, six young people who will be involved in the Lewisburg Kids Triathlon that is coming up, the Youth Triathlon. It's part of the Adult and Youth Triathlon. That's August 9th and 10th. Tell me about this team. I'll start with you,
okay,
CJ.
Okay. So, you know, CJ's got its start because I was a runner, and I just made sense to move into that to raise awareness and money for autism. So I've been doing that for a while, and I always had the urge to do something with people with autism, but I didn't know what I could do. So I do triathlon, and I thought, this would be great. My son can do this with me, but why should it just be him? I could get a team. So I reached out to some other area parents that I'm friends with to see if they'd be interested, and I got my son and five other kiddos ages 6 through 11, and we've been training since March. I asked Erin to help me because I couldn't do it without her. but we've been training since March, and we've had a lot of community sport, which we should probably also talk about them, too.
Absolutely.
So all of your young people ages 6 to 11 are individuals who have autism.
Correct.
And they're going to be running. Before we get much farther, redefine autism, if you don't mind, because it just doesn't have any precise definition, and it doesn't have precisely the same definition as time goes on and we learn more. Erin, please.
And I think that it's really important to understand that with autism, it's a broad range. So it is a spectrum. It's a developmental disability that affects everyone differently. Some kids may have difficulty with communication. Some kids may have difficulty with social interactions, making peers, going out on dates, understanding how to approach someone to find out information. Some individuals may have repetitive behaviors. They may engage in flapping. They may engage in rocking. They may engage in lining up items. But each individual is different, and the disability shows different ways for everyone. And they always say, if you've met one kid with autism, you've met one kid with autism, because each individual is different.
All right. So that's, again, to reiterate that important message that we've had from Janelle from time to time. So back to our team, ages 6 to 11, all of these young people have autism. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to see parents and helpers, volunteers assisting these kids at times, perhaps in different ways.
Do you mean at the race?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. The absolutely. They will have somebody, and it depends on each kiddo, but they will have volunteers in close proximity for the whole race to make sure that they're able to be successful. And I think just back to Erin's definition, the only thing that I would add, because a lot of people don't realize this is a lifetime, this autism is for a lifetime. So, you know, these kiddos that you see out on the course on August 9th are going to be 20-year-olds with autism and 40-year-olds with autism, and they will continue to need support throughout their lifetime, and it will probably change how that looks throughout the course of their lives. But I think it's just important to start thinking in that way, because most of us don't yet.
Yep.
And they may have an interest in competing at a later date, so you may see them on the triathlete.
That's what I hope.
Field, right, at a later date. That's certainly something that is an anchor in your life. So if a young person grows up to have that too, that's just as well. Erin, why is this important that this team stick together? They work together. They're going to make sure that everybody gets across a finish line one way or another. Why is that particularly even just helpful for the young people?
I think a lot of families struggle with, do I put my child in group sports? Do I do individual sports like gymnastics? Do I do individual sport like swimming? But making a triathlon, you're racing individually, but you're coming together as a team at the end. Everyone's crossing the finish line. We're all cheering together. With CJ's resolution, we have them in pairs. So two kids are running together at all times. Two kids are biking together. Two kids are swimming. So they're coaching each other on. They're cheering for each other. And it's bringing that teamwork together that might not be there.
And you came here to talk about this and to talk about the fact that we're doing this, but you don't come here as often Janelle does. You're not seeking anything. You're not looking at anything. You don't want sponsors. You don't need donations. You just want...
I just want to get the word out there. I'm a huge advocate for these kids in the community. I have tons of events that I schedule throughout the year. In September, we have a yoga event coming up. We're having a pool party in August. We do renting out the Miller Center and have a big family fun day. Just being able to have community events is my passion.
Right, and we don't have to give your website. We're not going to be asking for donations or if folks want to sponsor. Or I guess when you're here, typically it's looking for folks that want to participate.
Well, actually, we are the real deal here, this Team CJ for Kids triathlon. We did get a grant from the USA Triathlon Foundation. So we have uniforms for these kiddos to wear on their race day. And we parents and volunteers have bought shirts to wear so we can be an official fan club. You should come out and watch, Mark. It's going to be really awesome.
Well, we've been to the Lewisburg Triathlon from time to time, primarily on Adults Day. If folks aren't familiar with this, the Youth Day is on the Friday of the race weekend, and then the Adult Triathlon is the next day, where they do a certain number of swimming laps, and for some of the youth age groups, it's just one lap. Then you run around either around the park or around the whole community, around the township and the borough, and then you bike around a certain length. So that's what a triathlon is. So we certainly have been there for this, but this is a first, am I right?
Yeah, this is the first time this team has been created, and like Erin said, we've been practicing since March. We've had a lot of support from the community. Like the Miller Center has hosted our practices, and so has Riverwoods. They've let us use their pool. BB Rec has been phenomenal with their support towards our group. Just a lot of support from the community.
What's the name of this team?
I've just been calling it Team CJ for Kids. I don't know if that's going to stick, but that's what it is this year.
Team CJ for Kids. Well, that's a perfectly good name to get us started. What else is new? We're just so lucky that we have some of the key professionals around here that are working hard. I want to ask Erin about, again, some of the services that she provides and how critical that is and how it's a real unmet need that you're filling. That's really the question that will precede that. What is new with you? You're going to be doing a presentation for parents?
I've been working with the Peel Center. They are going to be coming and doing a workshop with me at the Public Library for Union County. We're going to be talking about the evaluation process and IEPs in the school. So this is open to anybody who wants to come, specifically parents, but I would certainly welcome educators as well. We're just going to be talking about how that's supposed to work, the whole evaluation of students with suspected needs in school and what to expect in an IEP meeting, so you can go in prepared with the right kind of questions and things. So that's going to be August 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. again at the Public Library for Union County.
Again, a clear description about how the need that your business is filling is something that really needed an Erin to work on around here.
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest events that we've had recently is the haircut event that we had at the Miller Center. We rented out two rooms at the Miller Center. We had two barbers come in, and they did haircuts for individuals with special needs. There was no noise going on. There was nothing else in the room, and a lot of individuals were able to get a haircut they would not be able to get in a barbershop or hair salon. So bringing everybody together in one location, making sure these kids are able to get a haircut. We're working on creating a dentist event also in the near future, so kids can get used to going to the dentist, sitting in the chair, finding out what tools they use, making them feel comfortable. So bringing everybody together in one place for the community to support is pretty important.
So in each of those cases, the dental appointment has to happen at some point. The haircut has to happen at some reasonable point. So the kids are going to go through with this, but we want them to be prepared, knowledgeable, ready to go, and hopefully it'll go a little more smoothly.
Yes, absolutely.
How do we get more information about autism and behavior resources?
Sure. I have a Facebook page that everyone can follow. I'm also on Instagram. And then I have a website. I do weekly blogs on my website. Everybody can follow along, learn new information, how to do haircuts for yourself, for your child at home, how to maybe do locking your house to prevent safety issues.
The website, please.
AutismandBehaviorResources.com.
Okay. Well, that was easy enough. I could have guessed at that. And we know resolutionchallenge.org. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Erin Demshur is the owner of Autism and Behavior Resources and helping to pull together Team CJ for Kids, and Janelle Weaver here, founder of CJ's Resolution Challenge. And I wouldn't be surprised to see her involved in more of the endeavors and more schooling and just helping out even more people in the years ahead.